Didst thou hear these verses?
Oh, yes, I heard them all, and more too, for some of them had in them more feet than the verses would bear.
That's no matter, the feet might bear the verses.
Aye, but the feet were lame and could not bear themselves without the verse, and therefore stood lamely in the verse.
But didst thou hear, without wondering, how thy name should be hanged and carved upon these trees?
Oh, 7 of the 9 days out of the wonder before you came. For look here, what I found on a palm tree. I was never so berimed since Pythagoras' time that I was an Irish rat, which I can hardly remember.
Try you who hath done this?
Is it a man?
And a chain that you once wore about his neck. Ah, change you colour.
I prithee who?
Oh, Lord, Lord, it is a hard matter for friends to meet. But mountains may be removed with earthquakes, and so encounter.
Nay, but who is it?
Is it possible?
Nay, I prithee now with most petitioning vehemence. Tell me who it
is. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, and most wonderful, wonderful. And yet again wonderful, and after that out of all hooping.
Good, my complexion. Dost thou think I am comparisoned like a man? I have a doublet and hose in my disposition. 1 inch of Delaymore is a South Sea of discovery. I prithee, tell me, who is it? Quickly, and speak apace. I would thou couldst stammer them. Thou mightst pour this concealed man out of thy mouth as wine comes out of a narrow-mouthed bottle, either too much at once or none at all. I prithee, take the cork out of thy mouth that I may drink thy tidings.
So you may put a man in your belly?
Is he of God's making? What manner of man? Is his head worth a hat or his chin worth a beard?
Nay, he hath but a little beard.
Why, God will send more if the man will be thankful. Let me stay the growth of his beard if thou delay me not the knowledge of his chin.
It is young Orlando that tripped up the wrestler's heels and your heart both in an instant.
Nay, but the devil take mocking. Speak, sad brow and true maid,
if faith cast.